Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Hoop Ball Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, which we'd appreciate, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, and at Hoop Ball Pels is the show. Yeah, if you can go on. Give us a follow. It's always appreciated, and we love new followers and interactions, and you ever want to just have a chat, whether that be about the Pelicans or Australia or whatever you want to discuss, happy to. Crocheting, whatever. Happy to weigh in. Pelicans. The road trip continues. We head to Miami after that defeat by the Bradley Beal-less Washington Wizards. We head down the coast to Florida and lose. Shock. They had Lowry out. They had Bam Adebayo out. And we still manage to lose after a pretty good start. We end up falling 113-98. And that takes the Pelicans record to 2-14 on the season after 15 games. After 16 games, pardon me. And, not great. Not great whatsoever. I mean, before we get into the unpacking the game, we did get news 2 days ago now that Zion Williamson has progressed to contact drills now, so he can play one-on-one, which is just great news. It means his foot's healing. They'll do another test scans on the 24th of November to see if they can clear him for 5-on-5 contact. I think, looking at the schedule, which I've got in front of me, that probably the game they're targeting him coming back, this is just me taking a wild stab in the dark, is going to be against the Detroit Pistons. And I think that's going to be the 10th of December. That's what I think. I think that would be like ideal because there's a break on either side. It's a home game. You know, that could be a goer, I reckon. And then it's also a team that we should beat. So, you know, you sort of want to get that hype up and sell it out. Unless you want to go against like a a better side in... Nah, I think that's it. I reckon that's the one. But anyway, we'll see. So, Foot's healing. We need him back desperately, and hopefully he can shed his weight pretty quickly. I mean, there's all these reports throughout the journey that he can change his weight very quickly in that, you know, people have hammered him for being big, and Candace Buckner from the Washington Post did a really good article, which I shared on Twitter. It's called Perspective, The Shaming of Zion Williamson. It's more about a culture of critics than about him. And it talks about how these, you know, fans were booing him and saying all these fat jokes and this fat shaming sort of stuff. And I suppose the double standard that's held to female athletes, how people don't dance around that, but we're still happy to criticize professional athletes. Of course, there is that argument that, well, it's your job, you should be fit, you should be looking after yourself and getting yourself in elite physical, I suppose, state, I guess, to be frank. You know, you can't be overweight, you can't be unfit and expected to not cop criticism. And, you know, there's arguments for and against all that, but I think it was more of an angle about the fat shaming and the carry-on like that. And, yeah, it's quite a good article. So if you have time, go and have a look at that. It's a Washington Post article, and, yeah, I thought it was quite good. But anyway, it was an interesting take, considering we've all sort of been piling on him a bit about having a few pounds, but he has been known to lose weight pretty quickly. So fingers crossed he can do it again. Now, I suppose we better unpack this Miami game and what happened. It's always good fun when we do that. Before we do that, I would like to thank our sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up. You get a 100% deposit match. And, you can go and have a punt over there, which is always good fun. And, of course, manscaped.com. Use the code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. At checkout, give yourself 20% off and free shipping. And with Cyber Monday coming up, and I don't know if it qualifies for that, or Black Friday, whichever one you Americans have, all of them, they might have some deals on. So go over and have a look and get yourself extra deals using the code, and treat yourself and treat your family and treat whoever, but tell them HOOPBALL sent you and get yourself a discount, because we love a discount.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so let's unpack this game. We'll go to the start. First quarter, some of the best basketball we played. There was a stat that we're talking about in the broadcast that was the most points scored against the Miami Heat this season in the first quarter. Most points, 34 to 21. We came out blazing hot, hit 4 of 5 threes. They were trying to let us shoot, instead had to have a timeout about halfway through the first quarter and adjust their whole defensive scheme, which is always a great thing that you're already getting them on their toes. You know, we've got two fouls on PJ Tucker, who's one of their great one-on-one defenders, very early on, and he was in foul trouble all night. And that's sort of where we stopped. We went from being up 13 at the end of the first quarter to just letting them chip away. It really was. And it wasn't that they were offensively good in the second quarter. We just did not score whatsoever. I think it turned into like a 14-1 run or thereabouts in the second quarter for them. And it took 8 minutes. We did not score a bucket from the 10-minute mark, or just over the 10-minute mark of the first quarter, through to the 2-minute mark of the second quarter. 8 minutes or something like that. It was just unbelievable how badly we struggled to just score the ball. And the issue was is that we stopped moving the ball. Our assists were just non-existent. As soon as we were moving the ball, which is what we did in the first quarter, we blew them absolutely apart, blew them out of the water. And they were struggling and they were forcing shots. And, you know, Tyler Herro, who's been playing really good all year, started off terribly. He was 0 of 7. And then he hit his first shot, and I think he was 1 of 8 or something, or 1 of 7. And Jimmy Butler was average in the first quarter. All these guys, none of them could score. And Duncan Robinson, who we know can light it up when you let him get going. It was a real opportunity to steal one from this team. All they had was Jimmy Butler, and he was getting bailed out by the refs, something chronic. Every time he went near the basket, they were calling a foul and giving him two shots. And it was very obvious that he was getting a fair rub of the whistle that night, because he was getting looked after. He was getting looked after by the guys in gray. And that continued for most of the night, but I won't whinge about the refs because I did that before and it isn't a good way to be, but regardless, they should be better. But second quarter, 26 points to 18, they chip away. So, you know, they get back into it. Third quarter, we score 18 points again to their 34. They came out of the halftime and they locked in and they said, it's time to win now. Our guys responded by not being able to score, not passing the ball whatsoever. They had one assist in the second quarter. It then followed up with that in the third. We just decided we were playing one-on-one. And we completely iced Jonas Valanciunas. We just never gave him the ball whatsoever. And every time we tried, it was a horrible pass that had a bit of air under it that the defender could get to. When he was, if you feed him properly and let him get proper post position before you try to force a ball to him, he dominates, and he was killing Dwayne Dedmon. They had no answer for him, and then in the end, they were like, oh, well, don't worry about it. I'm not going to go to him anyway. Very disappointing. Yeah, so an 18-34, and they came into the last quarter by 11 points. You know, a complete change of the game, and then they finished with 32-28, and by then, the confidence is up, and everyone's hitting shots. You know, guys like Struss, or whatever his name is, had 15 points, hit 4 3-pointers. Caleb Martin hit 3-pointer, had 12 points. Vincent off the bench, doesn't even hardly play, played 27 minutes in Lowry's absence, had 13 points. He was hitting everything, and he was guarding them full court the whole night. This is a night where Duncan Robinson goes for 6 points, does nothing, 2 of 7 shooting. PJ Tucker ended up with 13 points. He had 5 fouls and still somehow managed to score all of those points. Jimmy Butler had a triple-double, 31 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, a block, 10 of 18 shooting, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. The man was unstoppable. He played well, he baited people into fouls, and he got his free throws, and he hit them when he was there. It was really disappointing to see that once again we were challenged in a third quarter and also in the second quarter. The second quarter we weren't really challenged. The issue was is that we beat ourselves by not being able to score. In the third quarter, we started throwing the ball away. We started playing ISO ball. Brandon Ingram was obviously off to go get his stats. So he started launching a few. In the end, finished with 19. 6 of 14 shooting. Nikhil had 24 points. You know, he was all right. 8 of 18 shooting. Josh Hart was our best player by far. He had 18 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 5 of 8 shooting, 2 of 4 from 3-point line, 8 free throw attempts, hit 6 of them, only 2 turnovers. I think he was by far our most influential player. He was great. And all the starters, again, double figures. Bench didn't really contribute much at all. But I don't blame the bench, because they staggered all of the minutes. And so all of the starters were playing with bench guys and vice versa. They did exactly what I'd said in the last podcast about getting these rotations. The problem was is that when they were there, the starters just weren't keeping the offense ticking along. Instead of trusting the guys that had come in and moving the ball like we did in the first quarter, the bench was great in the first quarter because we had them involved, because the starters used their skills and their ability to draw the defenders because they knew they were an offensive threat to get other people involved, and we just did not do that in the final three quarters. Very frustrating to see, because it's the same stuff. It's not like this is a new thing. This is a completely identical problem that we had against Washington, against Oklahoma. What else team did we do that to? We have the most close losses in the league. We've got the most losses by less than 8 points in the league. And I mean, it helps when you've got the most losses. But regardless, you know, losing close games is even worse than getting blown out, because it means that you were in it. It means you had an opportunity to win. And just so frustrating to see that we let another team that was under strength beat us. And I know we put all our hopes and dreams back in Zion coming back, but remember, once he does, there's probably still going to be a couple of games they're going to need to adjust to having him back. They're absolutely going to minute limit him for at least a week until he ramps up. It's tough times ahead. It is. I mean, next up we've got the Clippers, then we've got Indiana, and that's a back-to-back. That's a back-to-back, and it's a home and away, so looking forward to that. And then we got Minnesota, and then Washington again. They're a couple of home games. And then we go on another Western Conference road trip to Utah twice, and the Clippers again. It's pretty tricky. It doesn't really get much smoother until that Detroit game. There's Houston in there as well. Dallas a couple of times. But until we get a full side and we can play a full four quarters with the team that we have, we're going to keep losing. I said it in the Twitter spaces a while back. Chris Connor selflessly continues to run and lets us all vent. We told him. He asked me, when is the run? And that's what I said. I said it was probably going to be around Christmas. And they were all going, nah, it can't be Christmas. You've got to be sooner than that. But I'm saying, well, your run is going to come in this Eastern Conference trip. And I think it starts with the 21st against Portland, then Orlando, Oklahoma City, and Cleveland. That's the bit where I can see you string a few games together. Perhaps Detroit and San Antonio, Oklahoma City. I think from the Detroit game, we could go on a run. And I'm hoping that that's when Zion's back, and then that's where we can go for a run. Because I think that's our best opportunity to string a few games together and start clawing ourselves back. But what we need to have is effort. And we need to have selflessness and getting our teammates involved. 0.5 offense. The best offense we play is when we pass the ball. Pass and move. Because then we're not under pressure. And our teammates have time. Good to great. You know, that's what we've been preaching. And we're still looking for that. We're looking for good, let alone looking for great. So disappointing loss. Disappointing loss, to say the least. Key takeaways from the game. Number one, first quarter, fantastic. Really, really good ball movement. We harped on this just before. The more you move the ball, the better we play. You know, we had three pointers in the first quarter. We ended up with 10 of 35, and Nikhil hit two in the last quarter when it was garbage time. So Devontae did as well. So for three quarters, essentially, two and a half quarters, we hit 2 3-pointers, and you just can't have that. You can't have that when they've got another team that hits 15 of 40. They just lighten you up. You know, we had 28 free throw attempts and only hit 22 of them, left 6 on the table. That gets you to 104 to 13. You know, assists 29 to 18. We only had 18 off 33 made field goals. So it means we're beating ourselves. We're playing one-on-one. It makes it easy for defenses. Turnovers, we had 16, and some of them were just crap. They were just really bad turnovers, silly turnovers. And unfortunately, Garrett Temple was probably on the receiving. He probably was the culprit, you know, for the most part. How many turnovers he had? They've credited him with 4 turnovers. You know, Brandon Ingram had 5, and a lot of them came early on when he was trying to force himself to get ready and get into the game. Turnovers cost you games, they do. And especially at bad times. And I suppose that's sort of already bled into key takeaway number 2, is that if you're turning the ball over, what you can't do is come down the court again and turn the ball over again. You can't compound your mistakes. And I know Antonio Daniels harps on this in the broadcast. You cannot compound your mistakes, because all of a sudden you're letting a team get momentum and they're getting a couple of easy buckets. They get the confidence up and then they start lighting you up. And that's what happened in this game. We had a few in a row that were just bad, which is disappointing to say the least. I mean, in terms of points off turnovers, we did well. We only kept them off 16 points. We only had we only had 11 points off turnovers. They had 10 turnovers and had 13. So, you know, we did okay, but you just got to stop turning the ball over, because you lose your own offensive rhythm and then you rush and then you get a bad shot. And sometimes, it compounds. You have a couple of turnovers, it then turns into a bad shot, it then turns into another bad shot. All of a sudden, it turns into 8 minutes of not scoring and you're in a bit of strife. So, that's me... I only have 2 key takeaways tonight. But, you know, we got the good Zion news. So we got another week before he comes back, before he's at the 5-on-5, probably another couple of weeks after that, hopefully less. You know, if he comes back and he's moving all right, well, maybe they'll bring him back sooner. That would be good. And no doubt he's pushing to come back. He'll be chomping at the bit to play now, surely, because he knows how much he could impact this team. Team's not bad. We're just not very consistent. And that when the ball moves, we're as good as any team. You know, we scored the most against the Miami Heat, who was the 4th best record. And the only reason they've dropped is because they had Jimmy Butler injured for a couple of games while they're on a road trip. Not a bad side at all. You know, we had them. But unfortunately, we let go of the rope a little bit in the third quarter and I suppose the second quarter and, cooked us. So, coming up, we have a game against the Los Angeles Clippers back at home. Only a 1-game homestand. And then we go over to Indiana. Then we come back and we play the Timberwolves and the Wizards. So, next 4 games are key. Indiana is an NBA TV, so I guess it counts as a national broadcast game. So we're going to have a real crack against them. They're a bit mediocre as well, so if we could beat them, that would be good. At the moment, it's just about chipping away wins. I think that has to be the key, is that if you can steal them, because we can't do any worse. I did just see a stat on Twitter that Andrew Lopez from ESPN put out. He said, well, the 04-05 New Orleans Hornets started 2-29, so it could always be worse. True. I mean, yeah, I guess it can be worse. But you know, could always be better. We could win. We win another game, all of a sudden we're better than that team. But who really knows? It'll be all right. But I think I'm going to put a pin in it because it's now 10:51 at night and just watch the Pelicans throw away another game. So we will get a good night's rest and then we'll reconvene for the next game against the Clippers in a couple of days. So anyway, guys, as always, I am Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Hoop Ball Pelicans podcast. At Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. At Hoop Ball Pels is the show. Hoop-ball.com presentation. Go and follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and download and rate and review and all that sort of jazz because we appreciate all the support. Look after yourselves and I'll chat to you Friday. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.